tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It is the one and only after show from, of course, The Affair. We're so excited. This is artist Lucinda Williams. I've never heard of, thanks to Allison Dean, who like shouted that out because, of course, it was in the show today. Big part of the show, actually, which we'll get into. But again, I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always on social media, and that is at The Poet Saint. And that's everywhere. I got my two lovely ladies with me. What's up, as always? Miss Allison Dean. Allison Dean, what's up?
What's up? You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Really?
Yes.
And Miss April Wissenant.
Okay, everybody. Y'all can find me Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at April Wissenant.
Yes. And I was missing last week, and I'm so glad to be back.
We because missed this you. Show, unacceptable. Line.
I know. It'll never happen again. It was a terrible week. But I want to dive right in the show because this particular show for me was a huge culmination of where this is going with these two people.
Right.
We've been seeing, of course, different versions going on. Of course, it started with Helen and Noah, but then it also went into, you know, a whole lot of different other types of variations and a whole lot of things going on that kind of just show us a lot of people's perspective. Mm-hmm. But to see Helen's perspective and Noah's perspective like this, first of all, I just want to say, there's a few things I want to say. First, I'm like all over the place. So Helen, this is the first time for me, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first time I've seen her unravel. This is the first time I've seen her really just let go because she's, even though she's gone through the affair and we saw last season, you know, Noah tells her what's going on. Of course she's upset. Of course she handles it in her own way, but this is the first time where I've seen her just really go way off the deep end. To where it's affecting her children. Mm-hmm. Because right. The one thing is I felt she always kind of kept together for the children. And in this case, she obviously endangered the children. There was a lot of things that go on.
Right.
Please elaborate on what I just said. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
Yes.
Definitely, completely agree. I think that what she did was very wrong in the sense of, like, you know, but also she forgot to pick up her kids. I'm sure that, like, happens as a parent, especially a divorced parent in that kind of situation. When you add multiple glasses of wine and a pot lozenge on top of it, of course it's going to affect you even more.
Right.
But I'm also, like, I'm not praising her for going off and this bad stuff happening, but I'm also like, you deserve it, girl. Mm. Like, she definitely chose the wrong day, but it was also a tough day in court. And for her to hold it together as much as she does, of course she's gonna, you know, take a day and let loose. If she honestly forgot, which it seems like she did, mm-hmm. forgot that she was supposed to pick up the kids that day, have a couple glasses of wine, have a pot lozenge. Your husband just cheated on you and you're going through a major hell of a divorce where you just came back from court where you now know that your husband is trying to get your money and is trying to get your parents' money.
Right.
So I don't knock her for that. She just chose the wrong day and chose to do too many things maybe on top of one another.
I know everyone's going to hate me saying this, but in Noah's defense,
they love Noah.
I know. In Noah's defense, you know, he, I think, did want to go through with mediation and just sort of decide on, you know, custody and call it a day.
Right.
So it really was only until she had him served and ending up in court that he was then going to go after part of the money. Because that was not something that he...
initially wanted
and
to
it,
do.
It was such an assertive action for her to serve him with papers.
Yes.
Because we talked about last week is, you know, this is a thing that can happen, obviously, but it's when you think that you're going through mediation and you think that, like, oh, okay, we're working this out, obviously that's going to be a thing that's like, okay, never mind, I'm serving you with papers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, I would agree with you, Lem, mm-hmm. that for sure this was the first time that we really saw her unravel mm-hmm. and, you know, dive into the deep end, if
right.
you will.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, to her, I agree with April, too, that, mm-hmm. yes, she's got a lot of muckery going on.
A lot of muckery. The other thing I wanted to point out that I noticed, and this is kind of a bleeding over from last episode when we saw kind of Whitney, you know, kind of go crazy on Noah
run as she
went to, exactly, yeah. when she went to go visit, but the other kids and how it's affecting them.
Right.
And we see Martin, we see the youngest boy, and how basically they're both just the resentment that they hold for their father.
Right.
I mean, he obviously, you know, once this happened, the relationship was immediately strained. But we didn't really see it, you know, interact because he was always gone. He was away once, you know, the affair happened. He left. And then we kind of saw what was going on away from the kids.
Yeah.
We saw him with Allison. We saw him, you know, dealing with what he was going through, him, the things he had with Helen. But this is the, to me, the first time we see him back with the children interacting and how they are completely resenting him for what has happened. And it's just, I mean, you'd look at with Martin when he came to the house. Now, Martin was like, what are you doing here? Type mm-hmm. thing. Like this is his father. And then we see the youngest boy and how he was fighting. I mean, how he was fighting. And this is more or less with Helen, not so much with Noah. Mm-hmm. But just again, seeing how this whole thing with them both is affecting their children
right.
tremendously.
That's what's so sad about it, is because obviously they all, Helen wants to be happy, Noah wants to be happy, Allison mm-hmm. wants to be happy, and
Max wants to be happy.
Poor
Max.
But they, it really is, it's a selfish mm-hmm. decision. Not to say that they don't deserve to be with the person that they truly love.
Right.
But when they have so many kids and they're so young, I mean, of course, like, that's something that you're going to, that's something you're going to go through. It's
right.
something that the kids aren't going to, there's always, there, it's never just a completely amicable split, no matter
right. it can't be who, well it, I mean maybe who knows
well there's
I
always going to be someone who probably like brought it up first, even if you mm-hmm. ultimately agreed on it, like mm-hmm. someone's all the especially with the kids, they're always going to think, oh, someone did this, and with this right. it's very, oh no, you cheated on mom mm-hmm. like you did this. I don't know if the youngest ones know that. I don't think they do, actually, but mm-hmm. I mean it's his fault
right.
that they're getting a divorce.
Hmm. Well,
technically, it is his fault that they are getting
yeah, no,
a divorce.
Not technically. Like, for real,
I mean,
you are
correct. Well, the name of the show is The Affair.
Right.
He is the one that had the affair. Let's all keep it real.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not because, like, it's not, he wasn't perfectly happy. So it's like, you can look at Helen's side and say, or Noah's side, excuse me, and be like, well, was he completely happy? He had the affair, but what was going on behind the scenes? Mm-hmm. He obviously wasn't in a perfect marriage. Yes, they had four children, but, you know, as we see with, especially with her parents and how, you know, her parents treated him and how she even treated him at times
right.
because mm-hmm. she felt, you know, he wasn't valued by his career.
Right.
She was the one kind of, you know, the one that kind of the breadwinner in a sense because of his position. She earned her trust and her family's money and all of this. So I'm not saying that, yeah, he should have cheated and all of this kind
of
stuff.
Of course.
But there also are two sides to a story,
sure.
which is what they show us mm-hmm. in this show. And they do a very good job doing it.
Damn fine job.
Yes.
That's on the nose.
On the nose, son. So it did start off with Helen's position. And I do want to say, and I think I might have mentioned this before, but I like the fact that they are exploring not just Noah and Allison's version.
Absolutely.
I like that they're exploring Helen, they're exploring Cole, and maybe we'll get a Max situation. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm just
That's
saying.
That's season three, Lab. Season three.
Jumping ahead. I know. It's just so much. So with Helen's version, they start off in divorce court, and we do find out that Whitney did tell Helen everything
oh,
that happened.
Whitney!
And I'm just like,
oy.
Oh, Whitney. Did you think she was going to tell? Did she? a muck. I love it.
Marissa, well done, man.
Marissa's the best engineer.
I think I would have done the same thing
you know,
if I was Whitney.
I think part of me really felt like she was going to keep her mouth shut, because it seemed like, at least from where her and her dad left things, mm-hmm. there was incentive for her to not say anything.
Exactly.
Right. So I was kind of like, I was disappointed,
from
actually.
From where her and her dad left things. Oh, but I guess we didn't see in Allison's version last week where she and Noah left things. We only saw the conversation with Allison and Whitney, where she was like, give me Scott's phone number. And she was like, no, that's your dad about
true.
This. And then she was like, oh, well, F you then.
Right.
And that makes a good point, because maybe because of what Allison did,
right.
maybe that's why she went ahead and told, because she wanted to be with Noah. She said, I want to live here. And so mm-hmm. he's like, all right, don't say anything. And then we'll try to make that work. And then she goes around and turns around and does that. Mm-hmm. So it could very well be, I'm glad you brought that up, it could very well be because Allison gave her the number.
Right.
So... jinx. So the judge ends up taking note of Helen's money. The brownstone private school, which I thought was interesting, how he's like, interesting.
Yeah.
What's going on? And then we see that it looks like Noah is now going to go half of everything, which before he was completely in his version, I don't want nothing. I'm good. You can keep your money, all of that going on.
Well, I think that was intentional, like in the sense of, I think once mediation was off the table and she was going for full custody or whatever she wanted,
then
at that point
him.
It was
retaliation.
To say, well, then F you. I'm going to go for half the money, which is not something I wanted initially.
Right.
But if this is how you want to play it.
Exactly. Then let's
play.
How
we'll
play.
Not to say that Helen doesn't have every right to be pissed and whatever.
Sure.
I mean,
sure. And we even saw that, not to jump ahead too, well, it's jumping ahead a lot. But when he's talking to his sister and how he says, you know, based on what happened with Helen and everything with the kids, how it's like, I can go for full custody.
Right.
You know, so it's almost like trying to, okay, you get me, I get you, tit for tat type of situation.
Right.
So not that I don't think he would do that, but I think it was a way for him to be like, since he's kind of the underdog in this situation, because he's the one that inflicted what happened. He's the one that kind of caused the divorce, as you can say. She's the one that has the money. She's being the one that has it put together. It's like, oh, now I got something on the table.
I was really pissed, actually, about that exchange, but I'll wait till we're talking about the Nina and Noah
exchange. Absolutely. So Helen's mother, Margaret, we see that after Helen is home, she confesses. Yeah. She confesses, which is huge, that she doesn't know where her husband Bruce is.
Right. Redheaded Margaret, albeit
saucy.
Right.
She's trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. No, I've never been a fan.
This Friday.
Oh my God.
There 50. There could be someone there for her.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Sure.
Just saying.
With a walker and like oxygen. Absolutely. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just going on record. Margaret, I never liked Margaret. I thought
she was.
I really hated how she treated Noah. I hated how she would always throw everything, you know, in his face.
Yeah, she's just a brat.
Yeah, she's super bad. She's super bad. It's privilege, all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of glad she's kind of getting a dose of, not her medicine, but that it's not perfect for her.
Right.
You know?
I just realized, too, that Bryn Mawr is an all-girls. I believe it's an all-girls university. So there would not be anybody there for, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Someone can correct me on
that. Oh, for Margaret's?
Oh.
But pretty
well,
sure
I am in chat,
girls.
So if you have any thoughts, just let us know. We do have a few so far that I want to read for y'all in a little bit.
Okay.
That's, yes.
But no, I think that she does, in a sense, like, have it coming to her. I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
But then at the same time, he also, like, cheated on her for years. And
right.
I can say that if I was with a man that was cheating on me for years, I mean, well, obviously there must have been some other reasons, like the cash,
right.
that she stayed with him.
Oh, yeah.
But
definitely the money.
I'd probably be a little bitter myself.
You know, that whenever they came on camera, those two, it was never a loving relationship.
Oh, no.
It always
no.
felt uncomfortable.
Sure.
And it felt like, wait, why are these two people married?
Right.
Because it never felt, ugh.
Nothing
it always
felt
genuine.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
It just felt like they never really liked each other. Because she's like, you've been cheating on me for years. And he's like, you've been keeping me from my happiness. And I mean,
they both resented each other,
right.
totally.
But
yes.
It's so sad because, you know, just like we see later with Helen at the salon, it really is almost a mirror of what they're doing, what's happening with Noah and Helen. Because he's like, I want to be with this. This is my happiness. But she's like, this is our family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, which person is ultimately right? Neither of them are. He's not right to say, this is what I want, so I should be able to have it. And she's not right to say, but this is our family, so you should automatically do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no perfect answer for them, obviously.
There isn't. But I'm glad that she's not happy. So,
Margaret is sad, and we are happy.
Yeah. So we also see Helen meet up with her little boo, Max, who kind of comes in.
Boo no more.
Yeah. Like ready to, like, we got an hour and a half, so let's get it cracking.
The clock is ticking. Like,
let's get it ticking. He says, so yeah. do you want to, what's the screw? Do you want to screw and then your president?
I'm pretty sure he used the F word.
Yeah, he did. Okay. We're trying to censor it.
All right.
So, he does bring her a gift, some tickets to Buenos Aires, and she wasn't thrilled.
No, she was not.
At all. And then he then tells her, on top of that, which doesn't help anything anymore, right, that he gave Noah $50,000.
Right.
So at that point, she's like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm done. This is not cool. You know, woo-boo-woo too fast.
Right.
All this kind of stuff is going on. Then Max ends up telling her that no one is good enough for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says that Noah was the one that left her. So that whole exchange, do you think that he was deserving of that? Or do you think it was a situation where he should have gotten that? Because I do think that they got together really early.
Right.
And also the whole situation that this is his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really shady that they're doing this in the first place. What are you thinking of that exchange?
It's definitely super shady, of course, what they're doing. But
do you think she's going unconscious about it?
No, I think that it just kind of freaked her out. I think she's like, holy crap, you mm-hmm. gave my ex-husband $50,000 so that we could be together, right, and you bought us tickets to Buenos Aires. Like, I don't even know what's happening with my kids. Like, mm-hmm. there's just too much on her plate right now.
Right.
So she can't handle this, like, extra stuff that doesn't have to be handled right now. So I definitely think Max did it with good intentions, especially mm-hmm. the tickets. Now, the money is obviously a little more, it was very generous, but it's also very self-serving of him, because he's like, okay, I just want this to move along.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to marry her. I mean, he wants to fast track everything. And I was trying to see if Bryn Mawr was in all girls university as all that was happening. And no, nothing was working. Just Marissa, maybe you can investigate for us. No, he definitely wants to fast track everything. Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, he's gone through divorce, but at the same time, he's not necessarily being as compassionate to the fact that mm-hmm. it's true when Helen said, he left me.
Right.
So it's sort of like, it's not that I was asking mm-hmm. for this.
Right.
Yeah. So, Bryn Mawr, B-R-Y-N. M-A-W-R, I believe.
Our engineer is Googling that for us right now, for all of you watching.
Anyway, I just think it's, it's amazing because he's that all in for her. You know what I mean?
I think
he is all in.
He's super hot.
I think I think a lot of that is he's not like the typical guy she just met also.
Right. They have a lot of history.
They have a long history together. And I think, Margaret kind of, brought it out when she was like, when they were at that dinner party.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I always thought, you know, she was going to end up with Max, not Noah. And so I think he secretly always wanted to be with her.
I think he did always want to be with her.
And he says he's been waiting to be with her for years. So to him, he's like, oh, we have our chance. Let's do this. And
let's
she's like,
hold and that's
up.
Why she's on the, he's on the fast track, because he's not some regular dude.
Right.
He's been waiting in the wings for this.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see as everything plays out with the show. Just especially because now she's technically rejected him on some mm-hmm. level. I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of how her character arcs more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just how it all evolves. Because it'll be really interesting to me if then she kind of is like, oh no, he is the man for me. Mm-hmm. Or who will be the man for her. I don't know. I'm just very excited.
I don't want to give any predictions, but I'm just going to say this flat out. Like, he's not. I'm just saying. Because of how everything is going down, I think she feels like if she ends up getting with him, that it's almost like she's doing the same thing. Not that she's cheating because they're not together, but she's living a deceitful life.
Really?
Because
after she's divorced?
Oh no, because the whole thing is she can never tell Noah that she's with Max.
Once he's married to Allison,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
She's gonna tell him.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't think she has it in her. I don't think he certainly does. Oh,
like,
he does. Oh, he's ready to go. Remember, he was on the time, hour and a half. Open your present 5 minutes. We got an hour and 15 minutes left. Like, I'm just
and
saying.
And then,
like,
let's go elope.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
No, he's on board. Obviously, she is. She's not yet.
No, yeah. No, no.
But
no,
what I'm saying is, I don't really think. I don't want to get in predictions, but I'm just there. I don't really think that she is going to get to the point where she's going to be with him, because of the whole thing is it's going to rip their, I mean, it's already in shambles right now,
right?
But it's going to rip them apart, because there's no way that Noah is going to allow that to happen. There's no way.
Well, it's it's possibly because of what Albert Patterson said. Albert Patterson is in chat with us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he says, Helen is still very much in love with Noah.
Absolutely.
She's not over him. Of course she is. And I think that she, part of why she wouldn't tell him is because she knows that it would hurt him.
Oh, sorry. I was reading a comment. Hi, Brittany. Oh,
hey, I don't know.
Another person in chat.
I was like, what? What happened? No, I don't know that she feels... I mean, I do think feel that she's in love with him.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would be a matter of hurting his feelings per se, because she's been hurt by him. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that that's it. But I think that for the sake of their family, the kids, everything, the whole gamut, I think that she wouldn't allow that to happen, because Noah, like I said, would flip the lid all over the place.
I don't know if he would. Oh, I don't know if he would.
If he, this is his boy.
I know, but that's the thing.
This is his boy.
I don't think he would.
I don't think he would.
Oh my God.
I don't think he
would. I'm the resident guy today, right?
You are the resident guy, Lev.
Okay, I'm a super resident guy. Okay. So if I divorce my wife, right? And then found out in the middle of us divorcing. Now, granted, I got
But had you cheated on her? Yeah, were you living with your affair person?
I divorced my wife. I find out that my best friend is sleeping with my wife, or together with my wife, or whatever you want to call it, behind my back. Yes, I'm going to be upset. It's not the fact that they're together. It's they're doing it behind my back. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Right.
Obviously, he had an affair. We all said that. This is the name of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
The Affair.
Yes.
But the whole thing is, I also don't think that, believe that you should just do something to spite me. And if you decide that you're going to go ahead and be with anybody, that's cool. There's a million, trillion guys out there. But you're going to pick my best friend?
Well, but like, the best friend kind of picked her.
Oh, okay.
I understand why Noah would be mad, of course.
And I'm not saying that he would just be mad at Helen. He would be mad at Max, too.
Yeah.
Because they're both in this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay, so I think that he would... Private Women's Liberal Arts College. Thank you. So Margaret was basically... Yeah, there would have been no options for... Unless she wanted to go...
The janitor.
She wanted to look good for her friends, though. Every girl wants to look good for their friends.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, I'm just saying.
But she said it was made in 1885, so that might have been when she went. She graduated the first year. I'm just saying.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Okay.
I think that, yes, Noah would be... Probably pissed initially.
Okay.
However,
okay.
Because yes, it is the whole going behind the back thing. Although Max couldn't tell him until everything is done anyway, because it couldn't work out that way. He couldn't tell him.
Yo.
So yeah, it's like initial, yes, I'm pissed. And then I think Noah would get over it though.
Yeah, oh I think so gosh. Too.
I do think he'd get over it.
But you know what? Either way.
We don't even know why we're arguing this, though. It's like
being a bad influence on Helen.
Clearly. Oh, sure. Oh, clearly.
Let's talk about her debacle at the salon.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get into it. So, yeah. Before that, she actually flips on a customer. This is before the salon.
Oh, right.
Right. And she had her little
Holy cow. Yeah. That was, like, majorly flipping on crazy. A customer.
She said, what did she... Yeah. She called her a stupid Botox slut.
Hipster.
Something, yeah.
C-U-N-T.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
See you next Tuesday?
I don't know if I'm supposed to bleep S-L-U-T or not. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I don't think I was supposed to.
Yeah. Anyway, she called her some really bad names.
Yeah, she did.
And this was, you know, as a result of the song that we played, her little, you know, party of one,
where she's drinking,
and she actually takes the pot lozenge.
Oh, my.
And all of that. We should actually play that song while we're going through this montage. And so then...
Where's my lighter at?
Right here. And so then she flips out on the customer, and then she goes to get her hair done, has diarrhea of the mouth with the hairdresser.
Oi!
Just talking, saying she...
Oi.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Saying she farted from her vagina.
Oh my, twice.
Which was hilarious.
That was my favorite part of the show.
And then at the end of that.
You know what a fart from the vagina is.
Oh no! I was literally like, why would. No, she cannot hear that, Helen. Thank you. Yeah, no, she cannot hear that.
Okay, wait. As the resident super guy here.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this, Helen,
is this
shut
a
up.
Real thing?
What do you mean, is this a real thing?
No, I'm saying
it's
like.
It's not a fart.
It's something that happens. You just call it a fart from your vagina.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that it was something. Wait,
there's a word
say.
For it, but we'll say
okay,
it later.
Okay, we'll say it later. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to.
We'll tell you off air, Lem.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it. All right.
That's April and our after show for after hours. Yeah, okay.
That's the after hours after show.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marissa. We appreciate it. All right. So she then gets a phone call, finds out she forgot her kids because she didn't know
what day it was.
Yo.
No, Noah's getting them. It's Thursday.
She didn't know what day it was. So she goes to pick them up with the freaking foil crap in her hair, driving over. She's just so tore up, disoriented. And I love how, you know, what they did with the scene, how she was just, it looked like it was kind of like a,
trippy.
I don't know what you would call it. Yeah. Yeah, that was dope. I thought that was really dope with how they did that, cinematography, all that good stuff. So she picks them up, then ends up getting into a car accident.
That was nuts.
Gets into a car accident. The police happen to show up. Or they were already there waiting for her. So the police are there automatically. She gets out.
They were at the naval yard.
It was like where they had the camp. Yeah, where they have camp or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the kids are in camp.
Was it like a field trip somewhere? Anyway, I don't know.
I'm not sure. But she was, wherever it was, they were there. She was an hour late to pick them up. Right. But the workers were there. Bottom line is she gets in this accident. The police show up immediately, and then they say...
They
were waiting for her to mess up. She then say, let me see your purse, because the officer sees something that is not good.
Questionable.
Right. Yes, very questionable. And then she...
she did it to herself, though. He probably would have thought it was a
had she not been all weird.
Well, she was being weird.
But she was on
weird.
Drugs.
She was being... She was being all the way weird. Yeah. She was being all the way weird.
Fully weird.
Like, all the way
That's
weird.
That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to just start saying that people are all the way weird.
No, she was being all the way weird. And then this is what I was trying to bring up earlier about Trevor. Trevor's like, you know, trying to grab the purse and, like, he's flipping out.
And she fought back with him.
Exactly. And so all of this is happening in front of the police. But, again, it's affecting the kids. You know, all of this is affecting their children.
Yeah.
And then so Noah shows up and then Helen says, while she's in the police car, she says something. She says, why are you doing this to us?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very...
Poignant.
Thank you. Took the word right out of my mouth.
Me and you.
Right here. That she said that. So when she said that, what did you guys think about that?
I honestly felt so bad for her in that moment. And in the moments when they were cuffing her, because she's like, I have to call my husband. And he is basically almost not her husband anymore.
Right.
And that was kind of her thing when she was sitting at the salon, is everyone else is laughing with their friends and ha ha ha, and she's there by herself.
She wants to stab everybody.
Right. And she says to the lady, to her hairdresser, you're my friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, oh, she...
That was not her friend.
Not that she has no one, but it was just sad to me that she's like, I have to call my husband, because it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, in that situation, she 100% should have called him, of course. But she's reaching for people that aren't necessarily there. So I actually felt really bad for her.
Well, I think with her, and, you know, when we first were introduced to this couple in the first season and how their life was going, you know, and what led up to the fair and all of that kind of stuff, she led this life that was very safe. She had a very, you know, she had comfortable life.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't have to worry about money. If they ever got in money trouble, their parents were there. Mm-hmm. She had this trust where she bought this brownstone. You know, they were, in all intents and purposes, a good-looking family. You know, on paper, they looked good.
Yep.
You know, Noah's an aspiring author. All these things are going for him. She has her business. They have these four children. So now all of this is interrupted. All of this is disrupted. And now she's searching, I think, because her parents are now all over the place. Yeah. Dad is off in with
Tulsa.
With
Ina.
Holding it down.
I remember that.
Right. Yeah. Holding it down. You know, mom is not happy because of that situation.
Right.
Here she is. No one's gone. The kids are, you know, again, acting out. You know, all this stuff is going on, and now she's losing control. And then she's involved with Max,
right,
who she can't really talk about because of the situation.
And Max is so out of control at the
exactly,
same time, too.
Exactly.
Because he's like, oh, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Right. And she's like, hold up.
Yeah. There's no boundaries. There's no structure. Whereas before, you could tell she had very much a lot of structure in her household.
Right.
A lot of structure with the family. Now there's no structure anymore.
No.
And so everything's crumbling, and which is hence why she had the drug-induced, you know, episode with all that was going on leading up to her arrest.
One of the most important things probably throughout this episode is that Allison's like, ooh, her hair is going to be fried when she takes those foils out, because she had the foils in for so long. And then whenever she's sitting in the jail cell, she takes it out and it's like white.
I was surprised that her hair didn't come out with it, though. I was like, oh, girl, you got lucky.
That's how women dye their hair. You put like hair dye on it, and then you foil. I don't know why you foil it, but I've never dyed my hair.
And then you put the foil on it.
Well, to separate, because it was highlights.
Oh,
but she over-processed her highlights. So
because it left in there.
Yeah.
So long.
Like the bleach was like.
Oh, I see.
Usually, you know, you leave on like 10 minutes, it lightens it a little bit, wash it out, call it a day.
Oh, okay.
But she left it in for like 35 hours.
Right. It was a long time. Yeah.
Not
it looked
a good
really, really bad.
No
it looked
bueno.
Really, really bad.
No
so,
bueno.
As I said before, she gets arrested. She's in jail. And we move on to Noah's version.
Before we go right there, I want to say something really quick. Lim, you'll love this.
Uh-huh.
Brittany M. says in the chat on the Max Helen thing again, Noah, after all those years of being friends with Max, taking money from him and et cetera, I do think his pride, meaning Noah, would send him through the roof. So Brittany agrees with you.
Bing! Shout out to Brittany agreeing with the correct person.
I'm excited for the right person. I'm excited to chat about the Noah's perspective of the conversation when she's in the cop car. Once
yeah.
we
Me
get
too.
To that.
Yeah.
And to point one thing out, I do like the way they shot this between Noah and Helen, because it seemed like Noah's versions and their versions were just the fill-ins. You know what I'm
right.
saying? There wasn't any overlap until we got to the cop car.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very significant, their versions of
oh,
the cop
right.
car situation. Because right. when they were in court, it was the two separate, you know,
right.
so there was no overlap there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we saw them two, you know, with their whole thing, Noah with Allison, you know, what she was doing, it was all separated.
Yeah,
but
right.
the only thing that overlapped was
the
cop car. So,
and also, I should just say that I was totally wrong in the beginning of episode one when I thought that they were going to really be separating out, like, Noah and Allison storylines each
oh,
week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're just flip flopping all around, and I love that.
Me too.
I love it too. So, starting with Noah again, it's in the divorce court. In this particular situation, we see Noah admits that Allison will be living with him in his new place when the kids aren't there, which I thought was huge that he admitted to that. Because here he is, this guy who's kind of lived this deceitful life up to this point, and now all of a sudden he's like, I want to come clean.
Right.
You know, I want to tell the truth.
I want to be honest.
I want to be honest. You know,
well,
I want to
also sending Helen over the deep end.
Of course,
right. I think he's thinking at this point, like, okay, I've proposed to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something that I can hide in my life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, no, I have to be upfront.
Right.
I mean, hopefully he is just becoming a more honest person, but
right.
I think it's like, oh no, she has a ring on her finger that I bought for
sure.
her. Maybe I should probably be honest, but the lawyer's an idiot for trying not to be, because it's like, in that case, like, he's just gonna get caught, and it's just gonna take away everything from
exactly.
him if you lie.
It's gonna hurt
so,
in the long run.
Props to Noah for telling the
and
truth.
And plus, if what I was saying is correct, it's already been exposed that she's living there, that he's proposed, all that kind of stuff.
Well, now they know.
So,
yeah
that's what
sure.
I'm saying, like,
yeah.
prior to in the previous scene. So, the judge tells him to come up with a reasonable agreement for the sake of the kids. So at this point, the judge even can tell, he's like, whatever is going on, you guys need to come to some type of agreement of to mm-hmm. what you're going to do for the sake of your children, because that tends to be the people that are get hurt the most
right.
are the kids in the situation.
Absolutely.
He then meets up with Allison, who we find out has been looking for an apartment.
But before that, too, just real fast. So the judge also strongly suggests that they need to find resolution outside of court, and that he prefers not to see them back in the courtroom.
Right.
So I think it'll be interesting to see what actually happens with all that, if they elect to then proceed with mediation and not go through with all the court proceedings,
yeah.
or if in fact they're gonna,
I
mean,
think,
here's
yeah.
the thing, Helen really effed herself hard by getting arrested.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I do think it'll be interesting to see how that plays into everything.
Sure. So, like I said before, Allison's been looking for places, and Noah tells her, drops a bomb on her. And
you dropped a bomb on me.
Hey. And then she says, baby,
honey,
I don't think that we can live together. And she's like, and she's, of course, flabbergasted because her thing is like, we now have come to a place where now we can be open.
Right.
We don't have to hide anything.
Right.
We can get a place. I mean, this is what she's thinking.
Right.
Of course, on his end, it's a lot more complicated than it is for her.
Well, this is where I honestly do go so back and forth on their relationship throughout the episode, because I'm like, oh no, they're like meant to be together, da da da. But then it's like, oh wait, because she says, well, maybe just give Helen what she wants. The kids can just come on the weekend. And as a child whose parents are divorced, I'm like, oh heck no. It's never that woman, which obviously Noah is very like, what are you saying? Like, no, which so good for him.
Right.
But that's not a good way to go about it in the slightest, because you never, as like the other person coming into the situation, say like, oh, well, maybe not see your kids as much. And she has to realize that, you know, if it was her kids, if, you know, her son was alive, I'm sure she would probably be feeling the same way that Noah was. Like, okay, of course, that's most important.
Of course.
This is what I need to do. But he is obviously upset about it. But it's not a thing, like, once they're married, they could ultimately live together. But I didn't like that she even suggested that. Because it was like, you need to appreciate it and take a back seat for the moment.
It was really bad on part. I think it was a selfish thing for her to do. But also, you're looking at the comparisons.
Right.
She obviously did lose her child. But she, at this present moment, doesn't have any children.
Right.
Noah has four children, you know, who are, and Whitney's, you know, about to be a grown up. So,
and she doesn't want to, and Allison doesn't want to be by herself, which is justifiable as well.
Sure. I mean, you look at it for more point, but again, when you're stepping in a relationship, when you know that he has children, to tell him, oh yeah, we just see them less so you can satisfy me, it's always going to be the wrong answer.
Never a good thing to say.
Not at all. So we see that Helen calls from the accident, which we know is the accident because of the previous Helen's version. And so he goes down there and
leaves lunch.
Leaves her there. And then she's acting irrational in the police car.
Very.
So this is where we see the overlap, where we see the two different versions up front.
Very conflicting.
And she tells Noah another poignant thing. And I quote, she says, how come you can mess up and I can't?
Right.
So this is where we kind of see kind of where everything comes to head, where she's kind of tried to keep it together throughout the whole affair, throughout this whole separation of the family, the divorce proceedings. And here she is, like I said, she let loose.
She's unraveling. Right.
Exactly. Whereas Noah's been doing his thing for a minute, which is why they're in the situation in the first place.
I don't think she necessarily unraveled. I think she literally just let loose. She's like, oh, I just need something to like make me feel better right now. It, obviously not the things to go after to make you feel better, because I don't know about pot, but I know alcohol is a downer.
Sure.
So what people think it'll make them feel better.
Sure.
But I'm also like, she made a mistake. She did some stuff. What, she just happened to end up in a very, very bad situation.
Well, I use the term unravel because I'm not just speaking about this incident that we see happen.
Right.
I'm speaking about everything that she's been doing. I think the whole Max situation
is her unraveling.
Because
I agree with that.
I don't think that in her normal cases she would have, let's say they amicably divorced, that she would be doing that. That she would be seeing them, regardless of him being there and them being friends. It's just something that is not, to me, what we've seen her character to be and not in her nature.
Right.
So I think that she's doing a lot of things that are off the cuff, a lot of things that are not in her wheelhouse that she would not normally do because of how she's feeling.
Yep. Yeah.
She's very vulnerable
now.
And so this is what's going on. So Noah walks in to the house at this point to go get the kids, the rest of the kids. He has the two with him. Mm-hmm. He goes to get Martin. And so because he needs to take them out, because obviously Allison is going to jail. She's going to be there overnight.
Helen.
And so, thank you. And so he walks in and sees the lingerie. Strewn throughout the house.
Bra on the stairs, underwear on the bed.
From Max's 1-hour visit.
No, but
roses on the table. It was from Max.
It's from Max because of the roses.
Not
remember
the clothes weren't. The clothes.
No.
She just, oh, I think,
no, those
them.
Are her clothes.
Yeah, yeah, right. I was clothes. Like, well, they didn't romp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
no,
didn't
it's
have
just her clothes.
They
no.
did not enjoy that hour.
No,
and a half.
No, they didn't enjoy the hour.
Although the wine glasses that were on her
it
mantle.
Was two of them.
One was probably
right.
old.
That's
was
what I was thinking.
I wouldn't, because obviously he saw it and saw roses.
Right.
Underwear and a bra and two wine glasses.
Exactly.
But I think that was just.
I think that was just for the sake of us, yeah, exactly, to be like, oh, he's been with someone.
Right.
No.
Right.
Which she kind of has, but
oh,
maybe
no,
not that
has.
Particular moment.
That no. day she
right.
had not been.
She had not been. Right. Party of one. Cue music. No,
Helen,
just wait.
Party of one.
So this happens. So he's, of course, a lot of things are going on in his head. He ends up taking the kids to his sister's house.
Nina!
Who is introduced. We say Jennifer Esposito. Oh my gosh, she's so fine.
Everything.
So, Allison and I were so on glad. An after show together for The Mistresses, and Jennifer Esposito was on that show, and we were obsessed
love.
With her.
Really?
And I love that she is making a cameo on this show.
That's
because
dope.
She's
dope.
Beautiful and actually fits the perfect
sister
character type to be
up
his
to
sister.
That, to that. We also see his dad, who definitely they have animosity because the first thing is like, oh, I didn't even realize he was going to be here. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of see it play out. We also find out that the dad has resentment for him getting rid of Helen, or basically having the affair against Helen. So he's taking her side. Talks to the sister, Nina, about Helen, and then we see them go at it.
Right.
And kind of, it starts off kind of amicably, and then it kind of goes left really quick.
Gets heated.
And so they start going back and forth. And then at that point, he tells her why they don't visit. And he's like, this is it. This is why we don't come.
What did y'all think about that interaction, though, as far as her being like, Noah, do you really want full custody?
I was on her side all the way.
I was too. That's her sister. She knows him. She knows him.
But beyond
she knows
that,
what he's capable of doing.
She was making very valid points, sister or not. I was like,
well,
yes.
No, I mean, yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying she, of anybody, is going to know that's his sister.
Noah, don't be a schmo.
Exactly. And it's just not cool. And she's also a mother. You know, we know that she's a mother. And she's looking at her eyes like, if this happened to me, how would I feel? You know what I'm saying? So don't do that. So she's speaking from that tone. And so we find out that the kids also, because he goes in, you know, he doesn't even know the difference between football and baseball. Martin resents him. I mean, the kid, it's just, it's all
everybody's
crazy.
Mad at Noah.
Everybody's mad. Everybody's mad. So they end up going to a hotel, and then we see Martin with his stomach pains
hotel,
again.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. With his stomach pains again. And this
I'm calling
come up
appendix.
Before. Right.
I'm calling it.
What I was thinking. But he wouldn't be experiencing it for this long.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
What if it's
a long time?
Okay, then I don't know. I'm no nurse.
Exactly.
Let me tell you.
It's something, but I think it's going to be a recurring theme, and I think it's going to turn into something really, really bad. Not to get into predictions early, but I think that's what's going to happen. And so Allison calls, try to give medical advice, and then she ends up showing up at the hotel.
Which I actually did appreciate.
Yeah, I thought that was
cool.
Really sweet.
I thought that was super sweet, too.
With her Dos Equis.
Right, that was dope. Yeah. So they kind of have a moment, and then we fast forward, and it only is in Noah's version. It wasn't in Helen's version, but we see the actual murder trial. And we see that the lawyer is trying to get a change of venue because his book is doing so well.
Which he said was number one most important thing. They had to get a change of venue because everybody in Montauk hates them, though, with all of
it. Right.
And
he wouldn't get it for a
trial. And the other lawyer said, I can find 12 jurors that haven't read this damn book.
Right. Yeah. That was very interesting. So I'm excited going forward. But right now, let's quickly get into predictions.
Oh, snap.
Let's do it. Oh. I want to read some stuff from
there it is.
Now,
I was like,
you're at the Buzz TV.
Okay, we got like 3 minutes.
April?
Hold on.
Oh, okay, go
first.
All right, so I guess it seems like we're going to get a little bit of Cole and the new love interest coming in next week, I'm thinking, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How many predictions did I have during the show that we can recap? Did I have many?
I know. I feel like I had so many.
That was quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't. Every week I'm just like, let me throw my pen. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I love the show.
Yeah. The show's amazing. I think that going back, like I said, Martin's sickness or ailment is going to come more into the picture now that it's been shown a couple of different times. I also think that we're going to see more of Max kind of maybe, I mean, I don't think we've seen the last of him. You know, she kind of was like, I don't, you know, I'm cool on you right now.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to kind of come back and try to do something to try to pull her back too. In.
Yes.
So I think we're definitely going to see more of him. And I know we're going to see more of Cole and this mystery woman and the feud with the brother. I'm really excited to see where that is going to go.
Yeah. Right. And I think for next week too, we will get Allison's perspective on this whole situation that we saw tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
I think we're going to get that next week.
I agree
of her
with you.
Apartment hunting yeah. and then the lunch and then the, I do think that we're going to get a lot of this.
Yeah. Sure.
So in our comments from last week, which thank y'all so much for watching and commenting. Yay! We love absolutely. Reading them.
Absolutely.
Miss Lost Nikita says, and this is referring to last week's episode, the proposal plays a bigger part in Noah's story because he needs the proposal to keep his insecurities and anxiety in check. Mm. Sarah Treem, one of the creators, explains this in her interview with Vanity Fair, which I need to read. And that is so true. We don't often talk about Noah's insecurities and anxieties. Right. We do his insecurities, I guess, but he is a very anxious person about yes. everything.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's going to part of going into next week with Allison. Allison is also a very anxious yes. person, mm-hmm. and I think she is going to take
and insecure.
This. Right. I think she is going to take this court order from the judge very personally, which it is personal. It's against her directly.
Right.
But I think it's not going to be good. And then I think the only reason, I think Cole is going to end up with the chick from next week that we see, the brunette. I think that's who he's going to end up marrying. Oh. But I think that I feel like they're throwing that in there because it's like, oh, let's give another reason for somebody else to be a suspect, which is a great reason because, sure. oh, Scotty's pissed. It's the night of his brother's wedding. Maybe right. he got drunk and he went somewhere and he did something bad and someone did something bad to him.
Right.
Yep.
So that's what I got.
Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in. This has yes. been another amazing show episode of The Affair. I've been your host, Lemmy Gonzalez, for this After Buzz, and oh my gosh, I'm ready for next week
He's
already.
He's so flabbergasted.
I'm just, it's every time I do this show, I can't talk good. See, there it is. I can't talk good. See, case in
you
point. Case in point. Case in point. Like I said, I'm Lim Gonzalez. You can find me on social media at The Poet Saint. Miss Allison Dean, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean, spelled with one L, just like Allison on the show.
Everyone's an aunt!
I was like, what? And y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the above. Don't forget to comment.
Yeah!
Please comment. Make sure you comment. We want all the comments. We want to know what you think. And we'll kind of compare to see what ends up happening.
I know.
Word to your mother.
See y'all next week.
Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.